Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Atlanta Legal Experts radio show. I am your host, Emily Rowell, with attorneyofficespace.com. We also have Rich Casanova with Buckhead Business Radio X.
Excited to be here for another amazing show, I'm sure.
And we have Michael Gudger today and Charlotte Merritt with Peachtree Offices.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
And before I introduce our special guest for today, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about today's show. We don't necessarily have attorneys in the room, but we have attorney experts. Once a month, we will be dedicating a show to professionals who spend their career assisting attorneys. These organizations that are resources for attorneys will be able to be guests on the show and let all of us know how they have helped attorneys and let the attorneys know how they can help them. So I am going to introduce our special guest, Bill Grodnick. Good morning, Bill.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Great. And I'm just going to tell the listeners a little bit about you. You are with DaVinciMeetingRooms.com and DaVinciVirtual.com. A CEO of DaVinci Virtual and DaVinci Meeting Rooms, he is responsible for overseeing the growth and marketing strategy of both companies. Mr. Grodnick was previously president of DaVinci International, a business center operator in four Western states. Prior to creating the DaVinci brand, Mr. Grodnick was president of HQ Business Centers of Arizona, where he held the franchise rights to the HQ Business Centers. Mr. Grodnick has an extensive background in finance and management and was previously the chairman of board and CFO of American Traffic Systems. ATS was the first provider in the U.S. of automated enforcement devices, including red light and speed cameras. Mr. Grodnick earned B.S. cum laude in business from Arizona State University. And Mr. Grodnick, we are going to start with your DaVinciVirtual.com talking about virtual offices and how they can help attorneys.
That sounds great. I appreciate the introduction.
So tell me a little bit about why did you create DaVinci and what does DaVinci do?
So DaVinci Virtual was created from our physical office space business, DaVinci International, which was we operated physical business centers, as you mentioned, in four Western states. And there we had, you know, large blocks of space split up into small spaces. And we also always had a virtual component to that, a virtual office component, where if somebody wanted a local business address or local phone answering, we could provide that in those locales we were located in. Mm-hmm. But I always had this kind of this brainchild, this business idea in my head for a number of years where I wanted to create a global platform so somebody could have a virtual office anywhere and they could use any kind of address and have their phones answered from anywhere. And we actually created that. It's been over 8.5 years now that we started that business. And you can imagine 8.5 years ago, the internet really wasn't near as big as it is today. And the idea of a virtual office really wasn't, it was a pretty foreign concept to most people. Mm-hmm. But today it's become very, very popular. We have almost 20,000 clients using our virtual office services, which include live reception answering, real high-end concierge-type live reception services where we, you know, we answer phones for companies wherever they are with the front end for their business. The other piece is the business address. So we have business addresses in 900 locations around the world, 650 in the U.S., where you can have a very prestigious business address without actually having to have physical space. And then the third component is meeting rooms. So you have a meeting room component. You need a meeting room. You need a space to actually meet physically on multiple occasions. And mm-hmm. so we have 3,000 meeting rooms that people can use from all over the world in 30 countries.
And let me ask you another question. Who is this for? Who do you reach out to for these types of services?
The main types of businesses that use DaVinci Virtual and use our virtual offices, it really starts with attorneys and lawyers. About 25% of our clients our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 man law firm, small law firms, that with the internet, with email, with, you know, with having access to meeting rooms, they don't need physical space anymore.
Right.
And they've found that they can use the virtual offices very, very effectively. They have us answer their phone, screen their calls, take their appointments, keep their schedules. And so they're our number one vertical. After that, it goes to medical doctors. Then it goes to probably real estate and insurance agents, entrepreneurs, you know, just, and then we have actually a whole blue collar segment as well that uses our services.
Right. And that would make sense also. How can DaVinci services benefit legal professionals, since we are on Atlanta Legal Experts? And which of those services do they use heavily?
Well, they really use this, like I said, for the front end of their business. So mm-hmm. when they call the lawyer, we're going to answer their call in their, you know, in their business name, and we're going to screen that call. You know, is Mr. Jones available? One moment, please, and then we can call Mr. Jones and see if he is available. If he's in court, and we already know that, we can take a message for him. If he wants us to schedule appointments for him, we can do that as well. So it really becomes the front end of his business.
Okay.
And works, like I said, very well for the legal professional business.
So it creates that image that they need for their law
exactly.
practice.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, they don't have to hire a full-time receptionist to do what DaVinci Virtual can do for them.
Right, right. That makes sense. How do you deliver these services, especially the location-based services where they have meeting rooms or the address?
So we're an online business. You know, we market online and we deliver the services online. You go to the websites and you can actually look up find the location that you're looking for. We're in 48 states. We're in all the major cities with, you know, multiple locations. In Atlanta, we've got a great presence down there. Peachtree Offices is a big one of our partners down there, and they have many locations in really the better neighborhoods in Atlanta. And, you know, you can buy it right online. So, or you can speak to one of our sales representatives, and that's how it's delivered.
So you partner with these different companies all over the world.
Exactly. Companies like Peachtree have local presence. They have, beautiful business centers that are built out for just this type of function. They have multiple conference rooms, meeting rooms, day offices at every location. And so we partner with them, and they advertise on a local basis, and we advertise on a national basis. And between the two of us, you know, we push clients towards these type of services.
Gotcha. What are the challenges with people adopting this type of service?
You know, there aren't so many challenges so much. It's just people still aren't aware of it. When we started 8 years ago, I would say 9.5 people out of 10 had no idea what a virtual office was or what it could do for them. Today, I still think the number is pretty high. It's probably 7 or 8 out of 10 people still don't know what a virtual office can do for them. So we're constantly still educating and trying to put information out there that people can find and be more present on the web so people can actually see these services. I'm convinced if people really knew what the services that we could provide for them, that they'd be waiting, you know, down the hall, down the elevator, and out the front door, because it's not only great services but it's timely, and it works for so many people so many different ways.
I agree with that. I think there are a lot of people that still don't know what a virtual office is, and also, I mean, they've been around for so long, but a long time ago, that it wasn't as needed as it is now, because nowadays, people are just getting so mobile, and they're just everywhere. They work out of their car, they work from their home, and it's so versatile, the things that they do. So it's really coming in handy, but the word still needs to get out.
Well, yeah, think about it. People have an iPhone and an iPad today. You know, some people always need physical space, but a lot of people don't. And, you know, with the kind of the advancement in our technology, a virtual office makes a lot of sense.
So even when you just said the physical space, like, it just reminded me of an attorney starting their own practice. They don't necessarily need to get that office right away, but they could get the services of the, you know, phone reception and meeting rooms to at least look like they have an office, and then grow
exactly.
as they, yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of levels the playing field for them. Think of the attorney that's just out of law school, and he's setting up his practice. And now he can answer his own phone on his cell phone, and it makes him sound like he's just out of law school, just starting his practice. Or he can have somebody like Da Vinci answer his phones, and then it sounds like he's got an organization, a company, that he's doing well. That you know, that first impression someone gets when you actually have somebody who knows about you and your business and answers your phones for you, it just makes it sound so much more impressive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think Charlotte kind of wants to pipe in with a question for you, Bill.
Sure.
You said earlier that you have these Da Vinci virtuals so that you don't have to hire a full-time receptionist, and it really gives you that image of a huge organization behind you. Is that how you market it to your clients? It's got to be a huge savings for these solo practitioners and small firms.
Yeah, you know, you think about what it would cost to hire a receptionist. You know, you hire one receptionist, and it costs you maybe $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And you have to, you know, pay her insurance, and, you know, you have to hope she doesn't call in sick because that you only have one of them. Or you can hire somebody like Da Vinci, and we have a whole team that would be on your side, five receptionists for every one client, basically. It's a team that you have, and they always answer your phone. The line's never busy. We answer every call in sub 2 seconds. You never have to worry about somebody calling in sick, and it starts at $129 a month. So, I mean, it's just like night and day.
That sounds great.
So any legal requirements, we are talking about law, but this is kind of on the flip side, any legal requirements for your clients in order to obtain the services?
There is one legal requirement, and it's called the CMRA form, and that's only for if somebody needs, you know, a business address, and they have to fill out, it's for the Postal Service. It's really, CMRA stands for Commercial Mail Receiving Agency, and it's a form the U.S. Postal Service has, and we have everybody fill that out, and they have to have it notarized. But that basically just tells us, you know, who you are and where you are, because, you know, the U.S. Postal Service likes to know those kind of things. They don't want people using the Postal Service for any kind of what might be considered bad type of activity.
Right, right. So that's it, though.
It's a simple form, and it can be filled out online.
Perfect. And that's pretty simple. And that's it, though. Other than that, there's no other legal requirement?
There is not.
Fantastic. Sounds so simple. What trends do you see when it comes to this type of work revolution?
Well, right now we're seeing a lot of people, you know, are using their mobile phones more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've created mobile apps for our web properties, you know, things you can like search for a virtual office on your mobile phone, or you could get all your messages. Let's, you know, when we take a phone message for you, it actually can be transcribed to a text message so you can read your voicemail. When you get a fax message, that can be sent as a message to your email. So the technology is really growing with the kind of the industry. So everything can come to your computer, your iPad, or your phone. All your messages can be read instead of listened to. And we're seeing people are really, really attracted to those kind of technology services.
I bet. Now, can you tell me where Da Vinci is heading next? What is the future for Da Vinci?
Well, one of the things we're starting to adopt now is actually virtual mail. So, you know, if you have a business address or a virtual office in, you know, in like Atlanta or someplace else, you can have your mail sent there, all your corporate mail. So you don't send it to your home address, you send it to your business address. And a lot of times we'll, you know, on a couple times a week, we may bundle up that mail and forward it to the person who has that virtual office, or they can come in and pick it up just as easily. But some people like to have it sent to them. Well, now we're starting to go to what's called virtual mail, where the mail will come in, it'll be scanned. We can send the scan out to the person who has the virtual office, and they can say, you know, discard that, shred that, or send that to me overnight. They can decide how they want their mail handled, again, through their email. And so we call that virtual mail. And I think that's going to be a big trend that's going to be people are going to be attracted to as we move forward.
Wow, that's huge. That could really gain a lot more people interest in your company, for sure.
Yeah, well, we think it makes sense. You know, again, you'll receive everything on your you know, in your email. You'll get your regular mail, you'll get your text, you'll get your faxes, you'll get your voicemails. Everything will be on one device.
Wow, that's awesome. Because everything is right now.
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, except for the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Well, we're so thankful to hear more about the Da Vinci meeting rooms. You can go to Da Vinci Virtual. You can go to DaVinciVirtual.com. And I know that you have a couple specials for the listeners today. So if they go to ale.businessradiox.com, they can click on your Da Vinci Virtual logo and see those specials. And then also, if they mention AL Radio, they will get also some special deals on the services that you talked about today. And for those that are just tuning in, we're actually going to be talking with Bill Grodnick today. He is with DaVinciMeetingRooms.com and DaVinciVirtual.com. DaVinciMeetingRooms.com was created same time as DaVinciVirtual.com was created. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that. Bill, good morning again.
Sure, that'd be great.
So tell me why you created the DaVinciMeetingRooms.com as opposed to the virtual offices, and a little more specific on the meeting rooms, and what does it do?
So Da Vinci Meeting Rooms was really created out of necessity. So we had actually created Da Vinci Virtual a couple of years prior to Da Vinci Meeting Rooms.
Okay.
But we have all these clients now that have virtual offices, and they want to book a meeting room. So how does that happen? So they would call us up and they'd say, you know, they'd talk to our customer service team and they'd say, you know, we want to book a meeting room in Buckhead tomorrow or downtown Atlanta or wherever else, you know, Los Angeles or New York. We want to book a meeting room. And so we were taking all these calls, and then we would call the business center and we'd try and get a hold of those people, and we'd leave messages, and it just became so chaotic mm-hmm. that we really had to create a platform for people to be able to book meeting rooms with live inventory 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's what we did. So now we have this platform. It's called Da Vinci Meeting Rooms, and it's connected live to all of our partners across the U.S. and across the world, and it has all their live inventory for all their meeting room space. So you can go on the website. You can book a room in Buckhead for tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for four people. You can pay for it. It'll give you a confirmation. It'll give you a Google map how to get there. And it takes literally 5 minutes to book a meeting space. And you can add on catering, or you can add on audiovisual tools, whatever you need. It's all right there in an a la carte menu.
Wow.
So we really created it out of necessity.
Okay, and it seems to be taken off pretty quickly.
That's the fastest growing segment of our business right now. It's like the hotels.com for professional meeting space. And there really is nothing else out there like it. And, you know, people, you know, they still need to have that face-to-face meeting. Not everything can be done online or over the phone or through a text or an email. You need to have, a lot of times you need to have that face-to-face meeting to close that deal or to have that meeting.
Mm-hmm. So especially when we're talking about attorneys and they have the depositions and maybe closings for real estate attorneys. Are those some of the other...
Yes, depositions is a huge part of Da Vinci Meeting Rooms. I mean, we're working with all the major deposition companies in the country, and they pretty much use Da Vinci Meeting Rooms to find those meeting spaces in all those different places that they need it. Exactly.
Fantastic, and it all happens online, so it's very simple.
Very, very simple.
Yeah, and then basically it's scheduled right there, and I think Charlotte has a question for you again.
Okay, great.
I know you talked about the importance of face-to-face meetings, but what about when you can't do that? What if it's a huge case and, you know, I'm in Atlanta and you're in Utah and we needed to video conference? Is that something Da Vinci Meeting Rooms can also handle?
Yeah, so you'll be able to go on there. You'll be able to see the individual business centers and meeting rooms that actually have audio-video conferencing, and many do today, and many more are adding it, and it's becoming, you know, less and less costly. But yeah, a lot of people are using the audio and video conferencing type capacities. Exactly.
And how do you deliver these services again for the meeting rooms?
So again, it's all online, And, you know, people will, you know, will be searching for a meeting space in Atlanta or a meeting space in Los Angeles, and they'll find DaVinci meeting rooms. And it's just very simple. It's create an account and to book a room. It's just that easy.
Okay.
And we have a whole staff of meeting planners here as well that, you know, if you're in the process, they may engage you in a chat, or you can call in and they can walk you through the process, you know, if you need assistance with, you know, if you need presentation tools or booking, you know, some of the other a la carte items, they can help you with that over the phone.
Because I know that when attorneys are ready to book, they definitely want to keep it simple. And so it sounds like you have a very easy way of getting everything done, and it's only just a few clicks or maybe even a phone call, but you can even just chat online. So I think that really reaches out to more attorneys as far as the ease of booking these rooms.
You know, again, deposition companies, small law firms, legal professionals, they're probably our number one vertical using the platform.
So is there any challenges with people adopting this type of service?
No, I would say this is about as simple as it can get, and just kind of fits into today's technology. People are used to doing things online and buying things online. And, you know, when you go to the DaVinci meeting rooms, you can see pictures of the physical space. You can see the physical room. You can see how many people it holds. You can see whether it has, you know, what kind of presentation tools or smart boards or LCD projectors, or whether you need catering or whatever. It's all there for you and very, very simple to use.
Can you tell me a little bit on, hold on one second. I'm sorry, Charlotte's typing me something. Well, let's just say, what trends do you see when it comes to this type of work revolution?
You know, the trends are people are discovering that these platforms are out there for them to use, and we're seeing more and more people adopt to it. We have mobile apps for the meeting rooms application as well, both an Android and iPhone. So right from your phone, you can book these rooms. They're all GPS enabled, so you can walk off a plane and pull up your DaVinci Meeting Rooms app, and it'll tell you, you know, all the spaces that are closest to you if you need a room just like that. And I think that trending people, like I said, some people always need to use a meeting room like this. There'll always be a need for a face-to-face meeting.
Now, I have another question for you. Do you have the capacity to do 24/7 booking, so where you can do it any time of day?
Yeah, you can book the room any time of day. And actually, some places in some markets, I have 24/7 meeting space available, or
wow,
after-hours meeting space available for sure. And we're seeing trends like that. I think that's a good point you brought up, because, you know, the working 9-to-5 anymore is kind of dead. People don't work 9-to-5. They work 24 hours a day. They work weekends. They intermix their work with their play and with their families. And so I think that the meeting space has to follow that exact same trend.
That actually brings me to another question. Tell me a little bit about co-working, and have you guys encompassed that move as well in your in DaVinci?
Yeah, co-working is hot. I mean, people are finding these co-working spaces. You know, it's a way to collaborate, to come up with business ideas, to speak to other like-minded people that might have similar ideas, or just to collaborate on a specific project. And you know, it's just an expansion of the business center, like, you know, Peachtree Offices has as well. I mean, it's really just kind of more of the same, and just kind of a different flavor of a business center, a co-working space. And we do work with co-working spaces all across the country, and offer whether it's their meeting spaces or whether it's a day pass in their co-working spaces or even a monthly pass, we work with them as well on those, just like that too.
It sounds like you guys are very flexible with all the different things going on, and I guess you kind of have to be.
You kind of have to be, and I think you want to be. I think you want to offer the prospective client all the alternatives, and, you know, let them make the final choice. We don't tell, you know, when they go to a different market, we don't tell them where to book. We offer them the alternatives, and they pick the one that works best for them. And again, in meeting space like this is so affordable. You know, you're talking about, you know, day office starting at $10 an hour, or a meeting room starting at $20 an hour. I mean, it's again, much, very affordable compared to like having like full-time office space.
True. And is there different ranges as far as the size of the meeting rooms that these, like anywhere from four person to?
Yeah, you'll see, you know, a day office is usually what they call the smallest space, and that may just be a desk arrangement with a couple of chairs on both sides of the desk. And then you may go to a small conference room, which is, you know, four to six, and then they have boardrooms, and then you see training rooms in a lot of places. And it just depends on the market and the business center, but usually there's a full variety in every major market of all the different types of spaces.
So an attorney at any level of business and one that maybe is just wants to handle, you know, sit down with a client can use one of the day offices, or if it is a deposition that needs to take place, they could go and meet in a larger conference room for the deposition.
Absolutely. And you can usually rent these spaces by the hour, by the half day, by the full day, you know, multiple days if needed. So they really make it as flexible as possible.
Well, that sounds good. Well, you have done so much. I was really impressed with your biography. And we are just delighted that you were able to come on the show today. And again, we do have a special for all the listeners today on ale.businessradiox.com. That's ale.businessradiox.com. We have both DaVinci Virtual logo and DaVinci Meeting Rooms logo on there. And so you can click on there and mention Ale Radio if you call. And you can take advantage of these services to help your practice. Anything else you'd like to say? Any final thoughts, Bill?
No, Emily, I just really appreciate you having me on. It was my pleasure, and it's always exciting to do a radio show.
Good. Well, we'll definitely look to the future for more things coming from DaVinci, and we'll look to have you on a future show as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you. And this is Emily Rowell, your host of Atlanta Legal Experts, signing out.